So let's examine briefly what happened in that last quick example of questions to activate an experience. Notice how, as I asked my questions, I began to feed back the same language and began to drop more and more into my hypnotic tonalities. I left more spaces in order for someone to really go through the experience inside their own mind. And I began to just feed back the exact same experiences over and over again. Notice also the meaningful use of tonality and the way I focus on the internal experience in order to really activate it fully. Now, I don't have to focus as blatantly on an internal experience. I could equally ask about the events, for example, people who were there, things that they saw, things that they heard, things that they felt. That will allow you to have a more covert elicitation, more covert accessing of those experiences. But in this example, I went for a more direct route for you. Now, even though this was a short example, notice also how halfway through I did two things. The first thing I began to do was begin to introduce some hypnotic ideas, some hypnotic themes about relaxing and enjoying life. So in other words, I was using the mini trance induction, which I used through the questioning technique, to begin to offer some suggestions about relaxing further and enjoying life in general. I also began to offer you some descriptions, which were not necessarily linked to the actual answers you gave me to the questions or the answers I imagined someone would give me to these questions. They actually became descriptions all by themselves. And that's the next category which we'll be exploring, which is activating the imagination in order to bring experiences to life in someone else.